Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I am so glad you're here. On the Easy EdTech Podcast, we talk about technology integration. You'll hear tips and strategies from educators, and I'll leave you with a few big takeaways at the end of each episode. As a classroom teacher, I loved all things EdTech, and I started my blog, classtechtips.com, over 10 years ago to share my favorite ideas and spotlight new tools and resources. The blog is still going strong, and it's also where you'll find the resources from today's episode. So head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, to find the page for today's episode, or click on the show notes link in the description if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. This episode is sponsored by EdTech Essentials, the top 10 technology strategies for all learning environments, my newest book from ASCD. Readers will find timely and accessible lesson ideas and strategies. EdTech Essentials shares ways to prepare students to be productive, responsible users of technology, both within and outside the classroom. Find EdTech Essentials on Amazon or head over to classtechtips.com to learn more and download the free study guide. A quick note about Amazon, if you search for me, Monica Burns, on Amazon, you'll see some spicy books from an author with the same name as me. So if you head to my website, you'll find more information about the book and a direct link to find EdTech Essentials on Amazon. Today's episode of the podcast is all about calendars and optimizing your calendar this year. If you're a regular listener to the podcast, you might remember one of the very first episodes from 2022 where I shared that optimize is my word of the year. I don't pick one every year, although maybe I'll pick one next year. This year, optimize was my one word, and I'm keeping it going by sharing some ways today to make the most of your calendar, a space that I am in multiple times over the course of the day. So how do you keep track of weekly brainstorming sessions, monthly meetings, or one-time events you don't want to miss? Well, having a system for organizing events and shortcuts to make it easy to maintain is essential for keeping my mind at ease during especially busy weeks, whether that's the start of the school year, the middle of the school year, or basically any time of the year. In today's episode, I'm going to share some of my favorite calendar tips. You're going to hear a selection of strategies that I use pretty much daily to make the most of my online calendar space. I have a link in the show notes where you can see some screenshots and a blog post that goes along with today's episode. And today I'm going to focus on some Google Calendar tips, but I promise you these calendar tips are ones you can try out with lots of different calendar tools. So you'll be able to make the most of them, whether you are an Outlook person or you use a different calendar system throughout the year. Regular listeners of the podcast know how much I love to save time with quick tips. And you might remember the episode, Just 3 Tech Tips to Try This Year on Keeping EdTech Simple, or the article I wrote for Edutopia where I shared a handful of time-saving tips. And this episode is really designed to help you make the most of a calendar space, your digital calendar, like a Google Calendar, during the school year. So I'm going to link to those other resources, including that Just 3 Tech Tips episode, in the show notes in case you want to see some of the other resources that I just mentioned and that I'll continue to mention. If you're thinking to yourself, Monica, I don't use Google Calendar, we use something else, well, don't worry, you are in luck. The calendar teacher tips in this episode that I'm going to get started with in just a moment mention or refer to Google Calendar because that's my calendar tool of choice, but you'll find that many of these strategies or the features that I share can be found on other popular calendar tools. For example, if you're using Microsoft Outlook, Outlook as your calendar platform or calendar on an Apple device, you can do the same things we'll talk about today, like color code events, customize reminders, and use some of the other tips you'll find in this episode. First tip on the list today is how to access your calendar in Gmail or in your email inbox. If you're a Gmail user, you probably use Google Calendar too, and instead of switching between windows or tabs on your Chrome browser, you can actually access Google Calendar in the same view, in the same window. So this works by opening up your Gmail inbox, and you should see a few icons in the upper right-hand corner of the screen within Gmail. When you click on the calendar icon, it'll open up the calendar in a smaller view to show you events for the day. That way you can do almost a side-by-side while you have your email and your calendar to reference right there. If you are looking at that little calendar icon to open it up inside of your Gmail view, you might also notice a plus sign at the bottom. That's where you can find some extra Gmail add-ons. So not exactly a calendar tip, but figured I'd mention it because there might be something hiding behind that plus sign that is actually super helpful for you. The next tip is to quickly create a new event in your calendar. So say you're already logged into your Google account on your web browser, but you're not in Gmail, you're doing something else, and you know that you've got to add something in. You just remembered a meeting or someone mentioned something to you in a meeting that you're already in that moment and you want to add something new to your calendar. All you have to do is type in cal, C-A-L, dot new, and it'll automatically set you up for creating a new event on whatever your default calendar is. So I put a screenshot into the blog post that goes along with this today so you can see what this looks like. But essentially, when you type in cal.new, it turns into this view of creating a new event on your calendar and just asks you to put in the information for the new event. Our next tip on the list is to type the time. Now, if you're in a rush and you want to add something to your calendar that maybe you'll return to later or add more details to later, all you have to do to place it on the right day on your calendar, the right time on your calendar, is to add the time to the invite calendar or to the event title. So for example, you go to create a new event, and instead of typing in meeting with Monica and then changing the time to 2 p.m., follow these steps. First, open your calendar and tap or click on the day you want the event to take place. Then type in 2 p.m. meeting with Monica. Google Calendar will automatically set the event at the correct time, and it'll actually delete the 2 p.m. part, so it just has a nice, clean meeting with Monica that goes onto 2 p.m. on your calendar. Next up on the list is to search your calendar, just like you might search Google or Drive or your email inbox. Inside Google Calendar, you have access to a search bar with options for a simple and advanced search. So you can quickly type in a keyword or narrow down your search a little further. So for me, I might type in something like webinar if I'm looking to say, when was that webinar, or which platform did we use, or which was the name of that school I was working with on that day for this topic. I know it was a webinar that we did sometime in the fall. So you can just type in that keyword and it'll bring up results from both past and future events. And of course, if you want to be more specific, you can go into that advanced search and change the date range and a few other options in the advanced search. This might also help you build a routine, just like you might have already in Google Drive or OneDrive, of naming your events with some extra info that you anticipate you might want to search for later. I know sometimes when I'm naming a file in my Google Drive, I'll say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't use the abbreviation. I'm going to type out this whole thing because if I'm searching for it later, that's probably what I'm going to be typing in to look for. So then before we jump into the next tip on the list, I do want to make sure to remind you that if you are thinking about adding some of these to your tool belt or into your routine, depending on your group of students and the kind of things you're working on together, you might want to model one or two of these for them. Like, for example, if you're talking to them about how you're having a guest speaker come, you might pull up your calendar and point out something like one of the tips here on the list. Next up is one of my favorite time-saving calendar tips, especially for those of us who have recurring appointments or do some of the same type of work with students and colleagues and families, which is to color code. Now, on an episode of the podcast earlier this year, I shared some tips for cleaning up your digital spaces or keeping things organized. And one of my favorite digital organization strategies is to color code events in my calendar. Now, fair warning, try not to overdo this too much. I suggest having 4 or 5 categories, each with its own color, and then you can have a snapshot of what you have going on over the upcoming week or upcoming month. So a few examples of categories might be meetings with families or department or team meetings or community events. You might have a different color for one-on-one meetings with students or even a different color for professional development or webinars. Now, in my routine, what I typically do is I try my best to color code when I put in an appointment on or meeting on my calendar, but I know I'm not always going to be able to do it, especially if I'm kind of on the move. So usually on Friday afternoons, as I'm closing out my week, I will go in and look at the next week and just make sure all the colors are just right. Usually takes just a minute or so. And that way I've got a nice snapshot of what's happening for my week ahead. The next strategy is one that I've recently put into my routine, and it is to use calendar shortcuts. Now, if you listen to the podcast all the time, you might remember my interview with Dr. Cassidy Puckett about her book, Redefining Geek. It's a book I think about a lot, and one of the skills she said is so important for teens to have is to navigate digital spaces efficiently, which includes saving time with shortcuts. So in our own practice, keyboard shortcuts can definitely come in handy. And we can also model these practices for students as we navigate digital spaces. So I've linked to a list of shortcuts in the show notes for today, and they come straight from Google Calendar's Help Center. So even if you went to Google and said calendar shortcuts, you'd probably find the same list that I share in the show notes here. My favorite of the shortcuts, or at least the one that I think has been just in heavy rotation since I learned it earlier this year, is having your calendar open and tapping the numbers 2 and 3. And on my keyboard, it switches it from week to month view. Now, there's a lot of them you could add to your workflow, and this one might seem like a little silly on the surface, but shortcuts are really useful and they can help you save time and just put all your energy into not clicking on a lot of buttons, but working on what you want to accomplish. Now, last on my list of time-saving calendar tips for teachers is to stretch and drag. Now, to quickly move an event from one date to the next, you can drag and drop it to a different date or time, just like rearranging slides in a PowerPoint presentation. This works well in both monthly and weekly views, where you can grab an event and drag it to a new spot. Using this quick move strategy can help you keep all the details of the event tied to the original one without having to click on it and change the date manually. You can do a quick drag and drop. Instead of deleting and creating something new, it'll move all the notes and all the attendees along with it. Now, to change the length of an event, you can stretch it out to make it shorter or longer. So you can stretch or pinch it, I guess would be the opposite of this in this context, by grabbing the start or the end of the event on your calendar and dragging it so there is a new start or end time. So the ability to move an event from one time to another and change its length really avoids that extra step of opening up the invite, and this just lets you make the change pretty quickly. So as you can probably tell from today's episode, I love quick tips that save time and help me work more efficiently. And I know that your students, especially your secondary students who are building those navigational skills, as well as your upper elementary school students who may not use it in their own practice, but will appreciate you planting the seed, even if they don't take it into their day-to-day. It's really a great opportunity to model navigational strategies for students. And so you can find more quick tips on saving time and making the most of favorite spaces, like how to make the most of YouTube and how to clean up your Google Drive, on the free stuff page of my website. And if you're listening to this and thinking, Monica, I cannot believe you didn't mention, and then your favorite calendar tip, please let me know. Maybe I don't even know about it and it will change everything that I do every day, every time I open up Google Calendar. So selfishly, I would love to know, but I also want to make sure other people know your tip too. So if you share it out with me on social media, maybe tag me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, at Class Tech Tips everywhere, I'll make sure to spread the word about your favorite calendar tip, because you never know, it could totally change the everyday workflow of another listener, of another educator checking out today's podcast. So let's make this EdTech easy with some key points from the episode. Use the cal.new shortcut to create a new event. Try out the calendar search bar. Color code your calendar. And share a shortcut or tip with a colleague. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode, including all of the ways to use your calendar and make the most of this space, at classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode number 176. This episode is sponsored by EdTech Essentials, the top 10 technology strategies for all learning environments, my newest book from ASCD. Readers will find timely and accessible lesson ideas and strategies. EdTech Essentials shares ways to prepare students to be productive, responsible users of technology, both within and outside the classroom. Find EdTech Essentials on Amazon or head over to classtechtips.com to learn more and download the free study guide. A quick note about Amazon, if you search for me, Monica Burns, on Amazon, you'll see some spicy books from an author with the same name as me. So if you head to my website, you'll find more information about the book and a direct link to find EdTech Essentials on Amazon. Did you like today's episode? Well, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow or subscribe to the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you think a friend or colleague would enjoy the tips from today, send them a text or email with a link to today's episode. They'll appreciate the tips and strategies, and all it takes is a quick message to make their day and their tech integration a little bit easier.